Southern Man is a song by Neil Young from his album After the Gold Rush. The lyrics of Southern Man are very blunt, describing the racism towards black in the American South as perceived from the viewpoint of a northerner. Where the initial inspiration for the song came from is very much debated, but it is commonly believed to have stemmed from an incident in Alabama in 1969 when Young was beat by several men for having long hair. Popular belief has it that Lynyrd Skynyrd's Van Zandt wrote Sweet Home Alabama as a criticism of Young's denouncement of all Southerners. In actuality, Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote their song as a response showing the good things about the South. Young was even friends with the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, saying that he is a fan of both Sweet Home Alabama and Ronnie Van Zandt, the lead vocalist for Lynyrd Skynyrd. "They play like they mean it," Young said in 1976, "and I'm proud to have my name in a song like this." Home, Alabama, is a song by southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd that first appeared in 1974 on their second LP. Sweet Home Alabama was an answer to two controversial songs, Southern Man and Alabama by Neil Young, which were critical of social conditions in the South. We thought Neil was shooting all the ducks in order to kill one or two, said Ronnie Van Zandt at the time. Van Zandt's musical response, however, was equally controversial with reference to Alabama's Governor George Wallace and the Watergate scandal. Despite, or perhaps because of, the debate, the song has become one of the most popular examples of Southern rock. It reached the top 10 of the U.S. charts in 1974 and was the band's second hit single. Interesting to note, the famous Turn It Up line uttered by Van Zandt in the beginning was not intended to be in the song. Van Zandt was just asking producer Al Kooper and engineer Rodney Mills to turn up the volume in his headphones so that he could hear the tracks better. Following the two woos at the start of the piano solo, Van Zandt can be heard ad-libbing, "My Montgomery Got the Answer." The duplicate "My" was produced by Kooper turning off one of the two vocal takes. There is also a semi-hidden vocal line in the second verse after the "Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about her" line. In the left channel, if you listen very closely, you can hear the phrase "Southern Man" being sung lightly. This was producer Al Kooper doing a Neil Young impression and was just another incident of the band members messing around in the studio while being recorded. Ironically, none of the three writers of the song were originally from Alabama. Ronnie Van Zandt and Gary Rossington were both from Jacksonville, Florida. Ed King was from Glendale, California. The Troggs were an English rock band of the 1960s who had a number of hits in Britain and America, including their most famous song, Wild Thing. The band's name comes from the shortening of the word troglodyte, meaning cave dweller. Wild Thing is a hit song written by New York songwriter Chip Taylor and originally recorded by The Wild Ones in 1965. Chip Taylor is the stage name of James Wesley Voight, who is the uncle of Angelina Jolie. Dublin, Ireland in 1969. They are best known for their 1976 song, Jailbreak, and The Boys Are Back in Town. Though others had earlier used similar techniques, Thin Lizzy is widely recognized as one of the first hard rock bands to employ double-leaf guitar harmonies. The Boys Are Back in Town was released in 1976 on their album, Jailbreak. This song was inspired by their fans. The group wrote it after they noticed that their shows were full of working-class guys looking to get out and have some fun. Their fans also have a tendency to drink very heavily. Though the band has had several hits in the UK, The Boys Are Back in Town was their only top 40 hit in the US.
The boys are back in town. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Northern Irish band formed in Belfast in April of 1964, best known for the garage rock standard Gloria and launching the singing career of Van Morrison. The band featured Morrison on vocals and harmonica, Bill Harrison on guitar, Eric Rickson on piano and keyboards, who also named the band, but never played on any published album or touring in the United States, Alan Henderson on bass, Raymond Sweetman on bass, and Ronnie Millings on drums. Eric Rickson coined the name Them after the 50s horror film. Gloria was written by Morrison and is very easy to play using only three chords, and thus is very popular with those learning how to play the guitar. Humorist Dave Barry has joked that if you drop a guitar down a flight of stairs, it will play Gloria on the way down. Jimmy Page, though, played the guitar on this song. He did a lot of session work before the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin.
Midnight. She make me feel so good, love. comes around here. Just about midnight. She make me feel so good. I want to say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch come to my house. She knock upon my door. And then she come to my room.
To WRFR 93.3 Rockland, 99.3 Camden. The Temptations were formed in Detroit, Michigan in 1960 as the Elgins. The group is known for its recognizable choreography, distinct harmonies, and are arguably the most successful music group in history. The original group included members of two local Detroit vocal groups, The Distance, which featured Otis Williams, Al Bryant, and from the Primes, Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams, no relation to Otis. Group manager of the Primes, Milton Jenkins, even created a sister group for the Primes called the Primettes, recruiting Florence Ballard, Mary Wolfson, Diane Ross, later Diana Ross, and Betty McGlowan for the spinoff act. They later went on to become the Supremes. Papa Was a Rolling Stone was written by Motown songwriters Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong as a single for The Undisputed Truth in 1971. This version of Papa was released as a single in early 1972. In late 1972, Whitfield took Papa Was a Rolling Stone to The Temptations, which became a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Many consider this song to be a classic Temptation cover. However, not all was smooth sailing during the recording of this classic. Friction arose during the recording of the song for a number of reasons. The Temptations did not like the fact that Whitfield's instrumentation had been getting more emphasis than their vocals on their songs, and they had to press Whitfield to get him to produce ballads for the group. In addition, Dennis Edwards was angered by the song's first verse. It was the 3rd of September. That is the day I'll always remember, because it was the day that my daddy died. It seems that Edwards' real-life father had died on the exact same day as the fictional father in this story. Although the song was not originally written for The Temptation, Edwards was convinced that Whitfield had assigned him the line intentionally. Although Whitfield denied this accusation, he used it to his advantage. He made Edwards record the disputed line over and over again until Whitfield finally got the angered, bitter grumble that he desired out of the usually fire-toned Edwards. It was, however, one of the reasons that Whitfield was eventually fired as the group's producer. A 7-minute edited version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone was released as a single in September of 1972. The album version runs 14 minutes. Its B-side was Whitfield's instrumentation without the Temptations' vocals. Papa rose to number one on the U.S. pop charts and number five on the U.S. R&B charts, becoming the Temptations' final pop number one hit. Thank you.
was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Never was a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just
Truckin', written by the Grateful Dead's band members Jerry Garcia, Bob Ware, Phil Lesh, and lyricist Robert Hunter first appeared on their 1970 album, American Beauty. The lyrics use the band's misfortune on the road as a metaphor for getting through the constant changes in life. In Phil Lesh's words, "We took our experiences on the road and made it into poetry, lyrically and musically." He goes on to say, the last chorus defines the band itself. Some of the song's lyrics are clearly drug-related. Some, however, are somewhat veiled. In the line, "What in the world ever became of Sweet Jane?" Mary Jane, or Sweet Jane, was often a metaphor for marijuana. So the next line makes a lot more sense. "She lost her sparkle, you know, she ain't the same." Meaning, not as good as it used to be. Reds, of course, is Seconal. There is a psychotropic mushroom reference. It seems vitamin C is a catalyst for a mushroom trip. Trucking, however, or trucking, is a dance step associated with the blues and other early 20th century forms of folk music. Trucking was considered by the band as a catchy shuffle.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Arrows of me and a flashing marquee out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means. And just won't let you be.
On the street we could true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doo-dah man. Once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth the dime if you don't lay them down.
Falling in, knocked down, it gets to where it's been.
The Fortunes, formed in Birmingham, first came to prominence in 1965. They had a succession of distinctive hits, including You've Got Your Trouble, Here It Comes Again, both in 1965, Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again, and even continuing into the 1970s with more globally successful releases such as Storm in a Teacup and Freedom Come, Freedom Go. By The Doors was released on their debut album, The Doors. It was the first single released by the band and was relatively unsuccessful compared to their latter hits. Elektra Records censors objected to the use of the word high in the middle section of the song after Everybody Loves My Baby due to its drug connotations. The original album version has the line She Gets repeated before a grunt at the end. Live versions later released the song have uncensored version with high restored. It has been rumored that the song contains backward masking saying, I am Satan's knight, in the form of the line, Treasures There. Here's the cut, Treasures There.
Got treasure there.
And here it is reversed. You be the judge. Quite eerie, don't you think? Here's Break On Through by The Doors.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We
chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried, bring on new to the other side, bring on new to the other side.
Favorite song from the 60s and 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Drop a dime.